sag der Herr Pair da mission of God, how you snide. Make that the mother so that the Turk and Maitre so that there were two people that both walked outside of the Tchum on Shabbat, and Allah it. And once you walk out of the Tchum on Shabbat, you can only walk 4 amos. And the two people ended up 6 amos away from each other. So part of the amos that one is allowed to walk is included, and part of the amos that the other is allowed to walk. And since each one of them is allowed to walk 4 amos, and they're 6 amos away from each other, so there are 2 amos in between them that they share with each other, that they're both allowed to walk in those 2 amos. They're allowed to bring their food and eat in the middle. They can both walk into those 2 amos that they share and eat together in those 2 amos. And we're not afraid that if they eat together in those 2 amos, that they'll forget and end up walking out of their own 4 amos. As long as each one of them is careful not to take the food from his own 4 amos into his friend's 4 amos, and they can only share the 2 amos that's in between them, they can't walk out of those 2 amos into their friend's 2 amos that is forbidden for them to walk since it's outside of their 4 amos. Are you slosher? Ben soy mutla beinem. Hu mutarimarem behen mutarinimum. Usnaim achitzoinem asurim zem zem. If there were 3 people that they all walked outside of their tchum on Shabbat, and the 2 outside people way down away from each other, and there was another person, a third person, who was in the middle between them. So the 2 outside people, since they're 8 amos away from each other, they do not share any amos that they can both walk in together. However, person in the middle who's in between them, he shares 2 amos with each one of the outside people. The person in the middle is allowed to walk into each other person's 2 amos that he shares with them. And the 2 outside people are also allowed to walk into the 2 amos that they share with the middle person, since it's included. And there are 4 amos. However, the 2 outside people are forbidden to walk into their friends 4 amos. And the 2 outside people are 8 amos away from each other, so they don't share any territory between them, since their 4 amos ends where their friend's 4 amos begins. So therefore, the 2 outside people do not share any territory in which they can eat together. Amar Rabbi Shimon, L'ma'a davar doima, L'sholosh chaseros ha'psucho zu l'zu, U'psucho zu l'shu sarab. Rabbi Shimon said, this scenario, where the 2 outside people are 8 amos away from each other, and the middle person shares 2 amos with each one of them, could be compared to a case of 3 courtyards that are next to each other. And the 3 courtyards open to each other. Each courtyard has an opening to the adjoining courtyard. And each one of the chaseros also has an opening into Rishus HaRab. And now, they're not allowed to carry objects from one chaser into an adjoining chaser unless you made an air of chaseros, unless the 2 chaseros came together and made an eruv between them. Only then would you be allowed to carry from one chaser into an adjoining chaser. Eruvu steyem eman zoyes, he mutaros ima, behem mutaros ima, ustayim achitzoynes asuroi zuomzu. Now, if the 2 outside chaseros made an eruv chaseros together with the middle chaser, however, the 2 outside chaseros did not make an eruv chaseros with each other. They only made an eruv chaseros with the middle chaser, but not with the other outside chaser. So the halacha would be that the middle chaser can carry objects to the 2 outside chaser, and the 2 outside chaser can carry objects into the middle chaser. And since the 2 outside chaseros both made eruv chaseros together with the middle chaser, they can carry objects from the middle chaser to their chaser, and vice versa. However, the 2 outside chaseros cannot carry objects from one outside chaser into the other outside chaser, since the 2 outside chaseros did not make an eruv chaseros with each other. They only made an eruv chaseros with the middle one. And according to Rabbi Shimon, this case is similar to the case where the 2 outside people who walk outside of their tchum are 8 amos away from each other, and the middle person who walk outside of the tchum shares 2 amos with the 2 outside ones. And Rabbi Shimon is saying to the Chacham, just like in the case where the 3 people walk outside of the tchum and the 2 outside people do not share any amos with each other, however, the middle person shares 2 amos with each one. And yet the Chachamim said that even though the 2 outside people cannot walk into the other outside person's 4 amos, however, he is allowed to walk into the 2 amos that he shares with the middle person. So too in this case, with the 3 courtyards that are adjoining each other, and the 2 outside chaseros made an eruv chaseros with the middle chaser, but not with the other outside chaser, you should also be allowed to carry from the middle chaser to the outside chaser, and vice versa. And the 2 cases are similar to each other, where the middle chaser is mutter to carry to the outside chaseros, while the 2 outside chaseros are forbidden to carry from their chaser into the outside chaser. So the 2 cases are similar Yet the Chachamim hold that in this case, with the three koryas that are joining to each other, and the two outside chateres with the middle one, but not with the other outside one, the Chachamim hold that you can't carry from the outside chater even into the middle chater, even though they made an erev chateres with each other. And the Chachamim were afraid that if the outside chater carries into the middle chater, he might end up forgetting and carry also into the other outside chater, which is forbidden, since he didn't make an erev chateres with the other outside chater. And Rabbi Shimon said to the Chacham, well, just like in the case where the three people walk outside of the tchum, and the middle person shares two amos with the outside one, even though the two outside people cannot carry or walk from their four amos into the other outside person's four amos, he could walk into the middle person's four amos. He could walk into the two amos that he shared with the middle person. So too in the case of the Sholos Chaseros, even though the two outside Chaseros cannot carry from one outside Chaser to the other outside Chaser, they should be allowed to carry into the middle chaser. And the Chacham argued, the Chacham hold the two cases are different. As in the case of the three chaser, there are a lot of people in each chaser. There are a number of houses that open up into each chaser. And the Chacham were afraid that if we allow one outside chaser to carry into the middle chaser and vice versa, they might end up forgetting and end up carrying from the middle chaser also to the outside chaser. And the people who live in the middle chaser will not realize that it's a person from the outside chaser that's carrying into the other outside chaser, since there's so many people around, he might lose track who lives where, and he won't protest when a member of one outside chaser carries into the other outside chaser. So therefore, the Rabbanim forbid you from carrying even from one outside chaser to the middle chaser, even though they made an erev chaser with each other, lest you end up carrying also to the other outside chaser. And since there are so many people in the three chaseros, the people in the middle chaser won't realize who's carrying where, and they won't protest when a person from one outside chaser carries into the other outside chaser, as opposed to the case where the three people walk outside of the tchum. There's only three people there. So if one of the outside people starts walking into the other outside person four amos, the middle person will remind him that he's not allowed to walk into his other friend's four amos, since they do not share any amos between them, as opposed to the case of three chaseros, who would be afraid that if we allow the person from an outside chaser to carry into the middle chaser, he'll end up carrying also to the other outside chaser, which is forbidden, since the two outside chaseros did not make an erev chaseros with each other. Somebody who's traveling on the road Friday afternoon before Shabbat, and he sees that it's starting to get dark, and he's too tired to walk any further, and he knows that the place where it's going to be Friday night, Bein HaShemashes, he would only be allowed to walk another 2,000 amos from that place, and he wants to walk more than 2,000 amos on Shabbat. He recognizes a tree or a fence that's in front of him within 2,000 amos from where he is at that time. And he could reach the tree or the fence before Friday night. However, he's too tired to walk any further and actually get there by Bein HaShemashes. So he says, my shvisa should be underneath the tree. That would not work. As he's designating his shvisa underneath the tree, as the place where a person is kona shvisa, meaning the place where a person is residing on Friday night, that allows him to walk 2,000 amos from that place. That's how an Eretz Chumim works. By putting down food within 2,000 amos from the city, you are designating the place where the food is as your place of shvisa. That's your place of dwelling, and that allows you to walk 2,000 amos from the place where you put down the Eretz Chumim. So theoretically, it should work in this case as well, as by saying that your shvisa should be underneath the tree or next to the fence, and you're referring to a specific tree or a specific fence, that should work to allow you to walk another 2,000 amos from the tree or from the fence, since at the time he said, my shvisa should be underneath the tree, you are within 2,000 amos from that tree. However, in this case, it doesn't work for a specific reason, because we're talking about where the area underneath the tree is at least 8 amos. So when you say your shvisa should be underneath the tree, you're not designating a specific 4 amos underneath the tree. So we don't know which 4 amos you're designating, so therefore, it doesn't work to say your shvisa should be underneath the tree, since you're not designating a specific 4 amos. So therefore, not only are you not allowed to walk 2,000 amos from the tree, you cannot walk outside of your 4 amos at all on Shabbat. As a place where you end up on Friday night, you only have 4 amos from that place. As even though normally a person can walk 2,000 amos from the place that he is on Friday night, Bein HaShemashes. However, in this place, since you designated the area underneath the tree as your shvisa, and that does not work in this case since he didn't designate a specific 4 amos. So by saying that your shvisa should be underneath the tree, it's as if you're saying that the place where you are on Friday night should not be your shvisa. So you do not have shvisa at all. You don't have shvisa underneath the tree since he didn't designate a specific 4 amos. And you don't have shvisa in the place where you end up Friday night Bein HaShmoso, since you have made it clear that you do not want that your shvisa should be in the place you are Friday night. So therefore, you'd only be allowed to walk 4 amos from the place where you end up Bein HaShmoso. However, if the area underneath the tree is less than 8 amos, in such a case, even though you didn't designate a specific 4 amos, it would help to say that your shvisa should be underneath the tree, because whichever 4 amos you would have chosen, the middle ama underneath the tree would be included. So therefore, it says if you specified a specific 4 amos, and you would be allowed to walk 2,000 amos from the tree. Shvisasi bi'ikar. If somebody says his shvisa should be by the root of the tree, so now he is specifying a specific 4 amos next to the root. So in such a case, it would help to say his shvisa should be underneath the tree, and the halacha would be the following. Mahalech mimakom ragla ba'adi karo apayim am. He would be allowed to walk from the place where he ends up Friday night until the root of the tree, if it's within 2,000 amos. Umeikaro ba'ad beso apayim am. And then he can walk from the root of the tree until his house another 2,000 amos. And since his shvisa is underneath the tree, he's allowed to walk 2,000 amos in each direction from the tree. And if his house is within 2,000 amos from the tree, he can walk all the way to his house. Nimsa mahalech mishechashecha abas alafim amos. So it turns out that he is walking after dark 4,000 amos, 2,000 amos from the place where he ends up Friday night until the tree, and another 2,000 amos from the tree until his house.